No, not really. I mean, I think all those guys are game time decisions. We'll find out where they're at physically, and we'll have a plan either way. But right now, we're just getting ready to play Cincinnati.
How about their running game? A lot of people say they're going to come in and try and do what Oakland did.
Well, obviously, that's going to be their plan. I mean, I think when you see a team in the National Football League, when you give up that many yards rushing, especially when you play a team that's a good running team, I mean, that's what their plan is going to be, to come in and run the ball. And we've got to shut down the run. We've got to see if we can't get out to a lead, and then we can put our pass rush on them a little bit.
We haven't seen the run shut down around here in a long time, long before you got here. How does it change in a week?
Well, I think what we've been preaching all week long as a coaching staff is we just got to execute better. At the end of the day, our job is to be in the right position and be where we're supposed to be on every single play, and it's just consistency. When you look at the game the other night, we played the run real well in a lot of situations, and then there's a few times where we let the ball get outside and we miss a few tackles, and the next thing you know, the guy's got a bunch of yards. So we got to be more consistent and execute better.
How's Broderick Bunkley doing?
I think he's done really well. He's really played well for us. He's a leader in that room, and we're excited about him and the season that he can have.
Dennis, you had a rookie quarterback possibly going against you. I mean, how does a mindset change against a rookie quarterback versus, Gronkowski, a veteran guy?
Well, I think you can confuse a rookie quarterback a little bit more, but again, it's all going to come down to us being able to stop the run. If we stop the run, we'll be able to do a lot of different things on defense. But until we do that, it really doesn't matter how much we confuse the quarterback when he's turning around and handing the ball to Cedric Benson.
Does it kill you like you had 3 3 and outs, you looked like you were controlling things in that fourth quarter, and then 3 first downs, 2 on the same play in a running play? Does that just eat you alive? I mean, what can you do about that?
Well, again, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it just goes to consistency. We got to do it right every single snap. The guys are trying real hard. I was not totally discouraged. At the end of the day, you're not good or bad on defense until the end of the year, and that's when we'll all be judged. So, we're going to keep plugging along, and the guys are continuing to work, and we're going to get better.
If Champ can't go, how ready are Will Height and Vaughn for expanded roles?
I think all our guys are ready. I mean, at the end of the day, we got next man up philosophy, the guys that are ready to go, those are the guys that will go out there and play, so I wouldn't be concerned about that at all.
Specifically, Will Height, only being here a week, how much has he picked up?
Well, he's picked up a lot. I mean, football's football. It's a terminology more so than anything else. The things that you do, the scheme that you run, there's only so many different things that you can do, so I think he's up to speed on that.
Do you have to be a little more creative with Vaughn if all this can't go?
No, I don't think so. I think we kind of do what we do. I mean, I think no matter what happens, I mean, Elvis obviously is an outstanding player for us. And then we got Derek Harvey that can go if for whatever reason Elvis isn't able to go. But again, that's a game time decision.
Early in the game, Vaughn forces the fumble. Raheem recovers. Two rookies doing what we thought they were capable. That had to make you pretty proud overall how they did.
No, that was exciting because that's what we've preached all year. Since we got together, we preached taking the ball away, and we were able to do it on the first play of the season, and that was a great thing for us to set our offense up, and we got to continue to do that, and we got to get more of those.
Two kids play the way you hoped they would play?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of things that we still got to get better at, but I'd say overall for their first performance, pretty good, pretty solid.
And your thoughts on Dawkins, who looked like he was 27?
Yeah, I mean, Dawk's incredible, he's not much younger than I am, but he's out there playing football. There's no way I could play pro football. I couldn't play when I was younger.
It was amazing. He was hitting everything.
Yeah, he was, and that's the way he plays the game. He's always played the game that way, and that's what's allowed him to play the game for so long.
I know there's a next man up kind of quality to things, but when you've been practicing all summer, and other really than DJ's late injury, you've had the group together all summer. Is it difficult then when the lights come on the first week to now, some of your best players have to, kind of change personnel and when you've kind of gotten the cohesion of the summer practices and all that?
No, I don't think so, because at the end of the day, that's the way the National Football League is. There are injuries in the National Football League, and if you have to play without a starter, it is a next man up philosophy, and everybody that plays in the National Football League, everybody that wears a Denver Bronco helmet, we expect the same results out of them. So, we just go on, and whoever's available to play, those are the guys that will play, and we feel good about them.